broadcasting from Northern Idaho, and it's Pacific time, 9 o'clock, East Coast, midnight. Welcome to a new day. You know, it's been a real amazing time. I'm sure that you've been probably paying attention to some extent to people's conversations in regard to vaccinations and the intoxications that will ensue. Well, gee whiz, you know, it's been a very hectic week for me. I don't know if you were up late last night. I was with George Norrie, and it was a very interesting evening that we had, and you'll have the opportunity. Actually, if you did not hear the interview that George and I had together, then you can get that interview right now. Listen to it as we finish tonight, please. You might as well stay with us for tonight, at least. Is go to fluscam.com, fluscam.com, F-L-U-S-C-A-M.com, and you'll have tremendous amount of information there to help you in discerning what is necessary for life-saving action here in these end times. The Coast to Coast interview is on there as well, and you will find it well worth your time. Also, if you're not signed up on the Healthy World letter yet, if you're not involved with the email that we send out that you receive newsletters from us every couple weeks, well, please go on healthyworldstore.com and sign up for your free newsletter. This week we're going to be presenting you some very, very amazing things that are happening in the world of exposés and health science and government cover-ups and the global petrochemical pharmaceutical genocide that is masquerading here under the guise of this public health urgency, this vaccination intoxication that is forthcoming called the swine flu. H1N1 is going to mix with H3N5, they tell us, and that what may come out, well, nobody's quite sure. The commentary that I gave George yesterday on Coast to Coast was the same as I'll share with you a little bit tonight. The fact of the matter is, if we don't know what's happening, what's mixing, and if you were listening to George last night, you heard him talk about the news segment that just came out yesterday about the bees, that the deaths from all the dead colonies of bees has been linked, statistically significantly linked, not necessarily exclusively, but statistically significantly it's linked to a RNA virus particle. That's not even a whole virus. It's a piece of an RNA, they say. A piece of a genetic material, they tell us, that was injected into the bees by a mite, a little vector, a little beastie that goes around and basically attaches onto the bees and injects them with this little piece of genetic material that somehow finds its way into total decimation of the bee populations. So now if you think about that, folks, and you realize what little mites can do, injecting little bees with tiny little pieces of RNA, just think what our global industrialists are doing under the guise of safety and prevention for this flu elimination. They tell us we must get vaccination, and we're going to give you this injection. And the injection is going to include not just the stabilizers and sterilizers. That is, not just the heavy metal poisons, not just the chemicals, the formaldehyde, the formalin, the polysorbate 80, the squalene, the proteins from various species, from the egg of a chicken, shall you be injected and infected. And if that is genetic material also coming into you by way of foreign viruses, H1N1, they tell us, new live viruses, laboratory creations that are not as deadly as the real thing, but they put it into the vaccines anyway, and they inject it into you, and it carries with it foreign RNA and foreign DNA. And so if you imagine what the little bees are suffering from, colony extinction, sounds to me like human population global annihilation. And that's what we're facing today. So these are very, very serious times. You know, my wife Jackie said to me the other night, she says, Len, you know, I like you a lot better when you're, you know, basically telling people about how wonderful water is, what a godly, pleasant, incredible connection that it gives us to the heavenly throne, this H2O, and then you have the concert for the living water. It was so wonderful focusing on the great news, and the great news is that the music shall set us free, the truth. We are the music. The truth is we are connected to the Creator. The truth is that the Creator loves us maximally, gives us the gift of giving, gives us this love, 528 hertz frequency. She says, my wife said to me, you know, I like you a lot better when you're not focused on these issues. I said, Jackie, what do you want me to do? A lot of people who are dying out there. And, you know, it's a sacrifice that we make. But the truth of the matter is that you and I are brothers and sisters. And the reality is that if we don't do it, it won't get done. And then what will become of our destiny? Big question. Where are we going with all this? The reality is that whatever you do, do not take the flu vaccines. Do not take any more vaccines, folks. You've been hearing me say that for years. This week, I want to point out to you that on this fluscam.com website is a colleague of ours that I just actually came across, and now we're allied, and I urge everybody out there listening, at the time has come to form very strong alliances, because basically, separated, divided, we are conquered. Together we shall overcome. And the reality is there's an attorney out there who tells you that the only possible way for you to exempt out of these vaccines, his name is Alan Phillips, written a wonderful book. It's posted all over the fluscam.com website. Click on the link and you'll have the opportunity to help Alan Phillips, who's a humanitarian attorney, help him out a little bit with his ministry. And you'll be able to learn all the greatest truths about how to exempt out of vaccines. Go to fluscam.com. You'll not only learn about the flu's to-dos, that is the short list of wonderful things, natural things that have been completely neglected by those who call themselves public health agents. Agents for the good of the people, they tell us. But they completely, grossly, criminally neglect all the things that are actually killing people in the medications and in the intoxications that they administer. So the concept here of us forming alliances and learning that, you know, it all comes down to spirituality. It comes down to sovereignty. It comes down to that Holy Spirit flow that's in your temple that does all the healing miraculously, constantly. It is the source of your salvation, physical as well as the source of your spiritual evolution. And so that this concept of there being this musical mathematical matrix and this God-given gift of love that comes to us in this heartfelt vibration for us to do something better than decimate our populations with ignorance and poisons. So that's what is on this website also. Go to fluscam.com and you'll see not only the religious exemptions that are recommended for you, there are the forms to sign and fill out and to share, and there's the petitions to sign and share, and there's the resolutions to take to your town councils and county council men and women who still have hearts open enough to receive this and bring this to the attention of the town hall meetings and the administrators who deserve to take responsibility because they asked for our votes and we gave it to them. That means we gave them our faith and trust. The reality is they owe us. And they better do what we say that they got to do, which is do the right thing. Otherwise, we're going to end up like the bees. Now, this evening, I had asked a very dear friend to join us tonight who's working very hard on various projects to bring awakening and enlightenment to the planet. It's a sister from the Philadelphia area. Sherry Kane might be joining us at the bottom of the hour. If you have a desire to call in tonight, I don't know if it's going to work, but the telephone number for BBS that I've got is 532-876-3222. I pray that that's the right one. You might just knock me off the air tonight. That's okay. You can take over for me tonight. The issue of going back into this thing of looking at what Sherry Kane has been up to in terms of exposing the Obama administration for various government malfeasances, that's very interesting as it relates also to her investigations of the Merck company and the Gardasil and the HPV vaccines that were given to children. Our 12-year-olds and up, our little girls, were told that they should get this And, you know, anyone that has any sense that reads the medical literature and has the awareness to at least, if you're going to take something or recommend something for your child, then you should at least read the package insert. And if you read the package insert, or even just did a simple search on Google, you'll probably find all the toxicity studies that have been done on these injectables and the things that are in them, the ingredients. That's really important, says Larry Beecraft, who is the number one, probably, U.S. attorney who's been engaged in U.S. constitutional law and has defended a lot of the patriots, those folks who say, or at least the great part of their loving hearts, to have a desire to be free from the slavery and the fascism and the manipulation and the system of injustice, and so that they seek sovereignty and ways to accomplish that administratively and even legislatively. And Larry Beecraft ends up defending these folks as an attorney who's engaged in constitutional law. And on the website, fluscam.com, there is a very excellent jurisprudence page that you definitely want to check out to see where we are actually in terms of how far we've come away from U.S. constitutional law and statutory law has taken its place. Executive orders such as the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act has taken over for what Congress had actually said, which is that the states have the rights and the federal government doesn't have the power to oversee the states. But, you know, here's the challenge. It's not only challenging because you've got state officials who have bought into the program, but you actually have federal plants, Centers for Disease Control officials, planted, probably in every state. And I say probably because I really haven't done the specific analysis to tell you certainly, but I can tell you certainly because I've been involved in the litigation in the Hawaii case where we've been trying to defend the world's rights, human freedoms, against this manipulation of the bloodstream, the poisoning of the immune system with injectables, that this violates the constitutional law, a couple of them. Number one, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That was granted to us. That's a right. And then you see beyond that, there is a very interesting U.S. congressional law that says that if the federal government is going to take something from you, oh, let's say a piece of property, and you can define property as your own blood, your own immune system, the God-given gift that God gave you to survey what's you and what's not in invading you and essentially risking your health, which then prompts the God-given gift, the immune system, to kick into action, and the army of white blood cell bodyguards go out and attack and destroy the invaders. That's a property. That's a personal property. It's your own inner estate. Corpus. It's a corporation of a body and a gauging a soul and a spirit. And it's part of you. It's a piece of you. You own it. And so that if stolen, if taken by the federal government for whatever reason, it's told that the Constitution says that we have got to have this thing called some payment. We've got to have some compensation for this taking. Otherwise, you're really violating the essential law, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a balance on the scale of the legal system reflects just this. There's got to be, with a taking, a giving. That's the fundamental law anyway. In fact, we've talked on this show previously about the fact that giving is receiving. Giving is actually receiving. And I know that's hard to believe, and it's, you know, maybe easier to visualize on the graphics that we show you in the documentary narration that I did on the Love Code. If you haven't seen that, get the Love Code DVD documentary. It's wonderful. It's an experimental thing that I did a few years back that goes into the expose of what the real Da Vinci Code, love, the real Da Vinci Code. It's the book. You can get that from healthyworldstore.com. There's a toll-free number you can call, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, to get a copy of Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And the essence of that book shows you that love, 528 hertz frequency, is the center of the musical mathematical matrix that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. That it is of God, the music of God. It is the harmony and resonance, the vibration of communion, community, through all of the natural communities and species. That music plays, and it uplifts, and it stabilizes, and it harmonizes, and it sustains forever and ever eternal in that spirit. And so this is the concept, that this was a gift, that God gave you life. He said, let there be light. And there was, and he said, let there be life, and there was. And the fact is, it was all a gift, and a giving from the Creator's heart and the math. The love, the music, giving, 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 forever giving, for giving. So this concept of actually being at peace, forgiving, not being engaged in animosity and hatred and anger and war, coming out of that, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her lunacy, her hypocrisy, this insanity that we call normalcy. Gee whiz, I think we've got a whole different planet here. That's exactly what Jesus said. Yeshua said that there will be coming a time on earth when you will be on this planet, but no longer of it. Can't believe the insanity that's taking place under this public health distraction and mind manipulation through the mainstream media. This fright called swine flu, 2009. But the concept that we're far greater than that, we can give, we have this power to give and sustain and build and rebuild, and gee whiz, we can do anything that we put our hearts and minds to. And that's this concept that it's about time we broke free of this insanity. So I want to tell you that there is a wonderful, besides fluscam.com, that gives you some great, great emancipating proclamations and information that you can use to get out of the injection and in the intoxication of your sacred blood. The papers that you need to notarize, your religious exemption waivers. Some states need those to be notarized. Read, again, Alan Phillips' great book on vaccination exemption. And he shows you what's necessary in your state to firmly hold to this religious exemption and this decree of legislation in the U.S. Constitution. This is the last possibility that life on Earth for the human species will ever be free. The notion here also that this giving of love is not just the sustainer and the music of the spheres, but it is our destiny. And that at this dark time in history, the forces of light, which always dispels darkness, it's never darkness that dispels light. I said the metaphor many, many times on this program and elsewhere, where you can take a little candle into a pitch black room full of darkness and evil, and what happens is you see the darkness flee. But you can't do the opposite. You can't take a little darkness into a well-lit room. You ever see a group of people who are laughing and having a wonderful time and having one sourpuss come into the group? You know, it made everybody laugh more. So the reality is that, you know, you can't extinguish this power and glory of divinity, blessing humanity maximally from this glorious kingdom of heaven, this throne by which the sharing and caring of this loving heart, this eternal being, the source of all knowing, has given us this life, this day, this daily bread, this air to breathe, this water to drink. All of this is a gift. Forever giving is our Creator. And that's why, that's the model, that's exactly what Yeshua, Messiah, had also preached on and spoken and died for, is the revelation that our Creator is right here, right now with us, that the kingdom of heaven is not just near, it's in us, it's right here, right now. And that that is a heartfelt connection as well as a consistent choice, because in this world, I mean, what a wonderful play this is, folks. Think about this. Just the most amazing time in history to be alive and to consider the fact that as this insanity reveals itself, as this darkness and evil makes itself more aware to us and keen to our senses more than ever before, and our families are being decimated, our friends and our families are being taken out. They're dying like the bees that are dying of this dead colony syndrome to this now population destruction, where humanity is likewise on the edge of extinction. And that we now realize that, you know what? As I said again before, that this physical life, you know, there's a lot of great things about it too, but again, you know, it's highly overrated. Especially for those of you who are listening who have already died once or twice, had near death or real death experiences, whereby you're thinking of certain, you know, times back when these things have happened, where you've been involved in an accident and you realize that things went into slow motion suddenly. That, where did that happen? How did that happen? Slow motion time seems to slow down when you're involved in a near-death or real-death event. People have died, have actually come back, seen the light, seen the tunnel, seen, actually some of them have gone through to see their family and friends on the other side. What's that reality? What is the matrix of math, the channels in which the angels flow? Because we now know absolute certainty, conviction, that when you call upon Yeshua, he always responds. When you call on the Creator, on God, to come help you, God is always there. And when you call likewise on the angels, when the Creator, when you tell the Creator, listen, I can use some angels, I can use some help from the angels, please. Guess what? The faithful always get served. That's the contract, the covenant. Why? Because of the closeness, the kinship of you and the Creator. Your heart, which loves, which wants to give, which is forever giving, always wants to just be happy and just be at peace. That's the same peace and joy that the Creator feels and enjoys when you experience. And the contract is for the two of you, the Creator and you, to move together beautifully in harmony and love, expressing this divinity in service to humanity, serving human beings. That service is the fabric that binds humanity together. Together we shall overcome. Together we are great. Alone, it's kind of like when you don't pray, when you forget God. Alone, boy, oh boy, suddenly that room you're in turns real dark, and you're at the forces of all the evil. You know, you can feel them, and they have their attacks on you, and you actually go through the pains and the suffering and the torment of being in that darkness, in that ignorance, in that dissonance, where suddenly, finally, you're compelled, you're forced by the fact that it's either do or die. You got to get it right, or you got to get gone. And so this is where now, as not just individuals we are, it's not just about you, it's not just about me, not even just about our communities or our states or our counties or our provinces in Canada. It's not just about these things, it's really about a whole spiritual movement of the universe. Where's the universe going? It's like a little drop in a stream. You know, no matter how much energy you've got as a little drop in a stream, trying to flow upstream is not going to happen. You got to go with the flow. Where's the flow of the universe going? It's not going into darkness, believe me. Why isn't it? Because essentially the universe is lawful. It's got a balance. So E equals MC squared. There's got to be a balance, and you can't destroy matter and energy. So it's going to be sustainable, and it's going to be in harmony and homeostasis and balance and integrity. And so to be in integrity, we can't go wrong, go on killing ourselves, being stupid, being silent, joining the conspiracy of silence and not telling people in their face, you're getting vaccinated, what do you want, a death wish? It's about getting in the face of the legislators and saying, just like we saw recently in town hall meetings across America, people who are angry, but you know what, that's better than being silent in the face of genocide. So the reality is that we have the opportunity to come together and articulate sanity versus hypocrisy and make our voices be heard and our legislation, legal efforts. There's so many good things that are happening too, you know. The number of organizations are coming together now in alternative care. You know, this concept of healthcare reform has completely neglected the most important aspect of healthcare reform, and that is that Americans have already voted. They voted with their dollars. They voted 11-1 out of their own pocket money to pay for alternative healthcare. That's acupuncturists and chiropractors and massage therapists and physical therapists and supplements and botanicals and herbs and homeopathics. That's sound and color and light therapists. And they have voted by going to see these people 11-1. They pulled only one, in other words, they pulled 10 cents out of their pocket for medical visits, American families, and they pulled 11 times that, $1.10, out of their pockets for all these other blessed natural things that are based on the fundamental understanding that we should be by nature at peace. And if we're in stress, what did Hans Selye teach us? That when you're in stress, you acidify your body chemistry turns acidic, then you become a breeding ground of bacteria and viruses and fungus, yeast, cancer cells, arthritic conditions, inflammatory joints, all of this rheumatoid arthritis, all of this sick Guillain-Barré, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, the inflammations associated with the vaccinations, the autoimmune intoxications, and the degradation of what was once a magnificent Holy Spirit-filled temple is now made a battleground for the forces of darkness. Time for a change, don't you think? Something's wrong with that picture. You bet. You know, speaking of pictures, I've got to apologize tonight because I've been on the road. I'm now up in northern Idaho, as I mentioned. I have neglected to set up our cameras for shooting on the television station, 528, love528tv.net. Love528tv.net is our typical monthly station. But for those of you who have been kind enough to say, hey, Len's not on video tonight. He's on BBS radio. Let's tune over to BBS. You know, thanks a lot for joining us and basically putting up with the life of Horowitz, which is on the road, and man, there's been a lot of things happening. So last night was, again, fascinating. Please listen to the George Norrie interview that I did on Coast to Coast Radio last night, and that is on fluscam.com. You'll see a link there, and you'll see that little, it's not even a link, it's just a player, and you'll be able to click on that player, and it's that player is on, I believe it's on the latest news page. And boy, that latest news page is piling up. There's a lot of latest news over the last couple months since we've been keeping that site accumulating the latest news in terms of the flu and the swine flu. Latest news I heard this week, and actually I had heard it a couple weeks ago, so this is kind of like a reiteration, a rehashing of the older news, that Massachusetts has voted for fining people for not getting vaccinated. And again, you know, that's typical of Massachusetts. They're way out on this limb. You know, the funny thing about being liberal, you know, the more liberal you become, it's like a circle. Everything's in a circle. Everything is circular. You know, this concept of there being a fractal and fractal art, you know, we see it in images as square. Well, in God's fractal art, everything is in circles. Electrons, planets, all sorts of the subatomic particles are all circular, spherical, and spinning. And so that this is what I'm thinking about now when you bring in this concept of vaccinations in Massachusetts and the intoxications and this amazing fining of people for maintaining the integrity and the decency to keep what's pure, pure, and balanced, balanced, and essentially avoid this. In Massachusetts, we have these now fines and predictions that every day $1,000 will be charged to a family for resisting the vaccination program. Again, you've got to look at the legislation that's in your state. Each state is different. The liberal folks in Massachusetts, and my point was, you get further out, further and further out on the liberal spectrum. It's like a circle. Everything goes in a circle. That's what revolution, revolving. So that's going back, you know, you finally end up very conservative or fascist from being a liberal, and that's what they've got in Massachusetts now. So isn't that interesting? The most liberal state in the nation is also the most fascist state in the nation thus far in this model state emergency health powers management agenda. And the concept tonight also of looking at the lighter side of all this, what are the opportunities here? Well, gee whiz, you know, this thing is going to come crashing down. It's got to come crashing down on a lot of people for just being deaf, dumb, and blind. And, you know, after that happens, I think there's going to be, from the spiritual evolution and destiny manifestation, there's got to be this concept of what is it going to be like when we live 1,000 years of world peace? What is it like when we have the Messiah here walking among us? And, you know, more and more my own concept of that is that the Messiah awakens in each of us, and that is really the body of Christ becoming awakened and enlightened. And that's really the bride finally maturing to walk down this beautiful path with our Messiah hand in hand and with God hand in hand, and to come to this divine communion in this magnificent loving light of the divine glory, the eternal universal mind and body and heart that this radiates in us and joins us in our destiny of living in peace and harmony. Not only with each other, not only with nation by nation, literally standing together, not so much as a globalist agenda, but as a divine necessity and a calling, an uplift of who we really are, not just some dumbed down mind control slaves of global industrialists that wish to conduct genocide and kill and maim and addict people under the guises of health and safety and protection. But the real truth, where the lion lies down with the lamb, peace on earth, where we actually have this concept of Zionism, not from the state that's besieged in the Middle East and such a pawn to the global industrialists and the MI6, British Secret Service, that really has an intimate connection to the British and the Israeli Mossad, and that the Rockefeller's family and the whole petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, if you study history, you realize that this indeed has been an evolution of these powers, these secret powers that have now evolved to fulfill not just their own agendas, but the Bible. The book of Revelation talks all about all of this and lays it all out. The visions were already there. John had them and laid them out in the book, and the book is magnificent. What a magnificent book this book of Revelation is. From my humble opinion, it's sad that the vast majority of the churches and of course the synagogues don't teach Book of Revelation, but certainly should, and if they would, we wouldn't probably be so silent and part of a conspiracy of silence that's far more powerful in killing us than even the worst vaccinations. So this concept that who we really are is this divine source evolving into freedom, into a state of bliss, into a state of silence. Silence, the sound of silence. What is the sound of silence? What is the sound of the wind rustling through the trees? That sounds so much like the sound of the ocean waves crashing on the sea. That there's a harmony and divinity expressed, calling from nature to touch humanity, where humanity can be most powerfully touched, which is in the heart. So the touching of our hearts, and then taking that touch felt from each other as co-creators divine, as literally part of the whole, and connected to the truth and the love and the light and the holism. When you think of the whole, what do you think of but the whole note in music? What does it look like? It's round. It's not square. It's a whole concept, the ring of life, the circle of life, the sphere that spins and pulls together the forces of the universe to keep that top spinning. So this is the way in which we can begin to think, hey, what will it be like living in peace? What will the sound of love sound like? Well, that's the beauty of Love 528. If you haven't checked out www.love528.com, I actually had recommended that website to a musician in the Czechoslovakia a couple days ago who wrote me an email and said, you know, I'm interested in this. I don't see too much difference between A440 hertz frequency and A444, which is really C528. And for those of you who are interested in this, and I think you really should be, because it's the greatest freeing knowledge, it's virtually the modern gospel, the great news that shall set us free, is what is love? What is a frequency? What's in our hearts? What is it in our hearts that connects us to the Creator? It's a clear channel broadcast from the heavenly throne of love, which is, now we now know, the closest frequency to that is 528. And so that website is very important. Love528.com is an education in and of itself, and then musicians particularly will be very interested to learn how to retune their instruments so that we can advance this evolution. Now think about what I'm saying. Music. I said earlier, we are the music. You know, I'd love to teach the world to sing perfect harmony, right? The concept of that song. How do you teach the world to sing in perfect harmony when we are ourselves are in dissonance, in stress? So this concept of peace on earth and where we will be and how we will be communing from our hearts in melodies that literally express divinity through frequency, through vibrations and sound resonance that is in tune with nature. The atonement concept, the highest, holiest day in the Hebrew calendar, is the day of atonement. A day where you actually intend a whole note of love that communes you divine, and you spend that day contemplation and prayer to ask the Creator to instill you into the Book of Life for another year. Well, what does that look like when the Messiah is here? What does it look like when we have peace on earth reigning? it looks to me like from your heart, your experience is one of bliss, no longer stress. It looks to me like your mind is sufficiently satisfied and not troubled to tone down its volume enough so that the love in your heart and the intuition and connection that you have to the spiritual realm and your higher self that's connected to the God mind, to the one mind, and this peace concept of shalom, of true peace, that the resonance of that is what fills your experience. And so there's no more judgment. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. The concept of that, flipping on the egoic mind that does the judging versus toning it down so that you yourself won't be the source and the victim of this dissonance of judgment. It's a hard concept to learn in Babylon. Think about it. We're supposed to be judging everything. The boob tube is one big judgment machine. So is the legal system. It's about judges. It's about judgments. So judging is really the source of not particularly harmonic association, but dissonance and discordance. Discordance is a musical phenomenon. And so is this concept of judgment, because you go into dissonance when you think of yourself as separate and antagonistic to something that you perceive is not you. And it brings about this whole concept of projection and reality manifestation through your own belief and attitudinal barriers that keep you in fixed, in judgment, in this unholy place, in this Babylonian insanity that you can no longer relate to. So coming out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her dissonance and her discord, her insanity and hypocrisy and toxicity, that suddenly you go into the state of peace, of shalom, of blessedness, and appreciation for all the gifts that are all around us. Constantly. Each breath is a gift. How did the creator of this incredible experiment create this thing called the lungs and the heart that pumps and radiates this love that's so powerful? It's far more powerful, according to the scientists, than any of the satellite and the inter-universal communication systems that was run on volts and microamps and wave frequencies and volumes that pale by comparison to what the heart is capable of doing. At least that's what the experts say. So that this now begins this concept of revelation. The book of Revelation talks about a time when we shall be at peace once again, where the lion lies down with the lamb, when the crystal clear waters once again flow through the rivers and streams, whose banks are lined by the trees, the tree of life, tree of health, the olive tree, whose leaves bring about, just like the olive leaf extracts and olive extracts, you've got the healing of the nations. So this is the divine communication that lots of my friends and families have been receiving. Reverend Roxy Hampton, I'm sure she's probably dealing with some urgency in Hawaii tonight. Otherwise, she would have joined us. I know that she probably misses us, and we miss her too. And those of you who would like to say thank you to Reverend Roxy Hampton, you might write to tetrahedron.org, and we'll send on those thank you letters, because the resolution is actually magnificent. We talked a little bit about the draft of the resolution in Hawaii for the religious exemption and the right to rebuke these vaccinations and the officials that are presenting them. Well, the beauty of that new second draft of the Revelation is published on fluscam.com, and you're welcome to go in there and use that as well. Then, let's see, what else is happening? You've got to go, folks, and check this out. You know, we're in a time of economic crisis, we're told, and yet those of us who are engaged in this heavenly flow realize there's nothing missing. There's nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And if we're manifesting it, we're true to the integrity of who we are in reality, not this deception, not this modern madness, but really, truly who we are, then we now know that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in us. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in nature. It's in balance. And so this concept of getting into this balance for the right reasons is certainly something that, you know, we really have got to advance, and that's what we're doing in the materials we're advancing with Healthy World Organization. Healthy World Organization. You know, it was funny because I just finished the website with some friends. We've worked on healthyworldorganization.com, and I'm telling you this now, it's a little preview about what's coming. Over the next month, God willing, with your prayers and our prayers, we're going to manifest a large organization who is represented by people, leaders, who really have a discernment and have a record, a track record. You shall know them by the fruit of their labor. Their fruit over the years have been very, very sweet. And we're talking about some people whose names we won't mention right now, but they haven't fully signed on. But by the time we get ready and launching Healthy World Organization, you'll recognize many of the names. At any rate, this is a concept that his time has come where we can take back the planet from the drug industrialists that have polluted not just us, but our magnificent environment. We've got to realize that we're connected to the bees. We've got to realize when the bees are gone, said Einstein, you can count just a few years before humanity follows along. So this concept that we've got to get it together, it's an urgency, otherwise there's no choice of ever sustaining humanity, and the rest of permacultural organized life on Earth may no longer be here, certainly for our children or our children's children. It's an urgent time. We've got to transform this whole medical madness. We've got to take back the power of energy that literally controls us, enslaves us into this petrochemical nuclear radiation, manipulation, intoxication, decimation of our beloved population from this profiteering mentality. The judgments that are laid down upon us by these lunatics that have no love for the children and the women and the families of the autistic. Mercury intoxicated, vaccinated, have no empathy. We ourselves now must come forward. We must choose fully to embrace a response ability. The ability to respond to this urgency is absolutely necessary right here, right now, today. So take a stand for this, and may the best way to be begin to do that routinely is just talk to people, communicate. Bring back this loving light in your own heart that reflects in your eyes and the light that shines from your own windows to the soul. And let that light pour out and touch people as tears of joy are expression of God's blessed beingness inside your windows to your soul, the flowing of the living water out of your eyes, likewise, the light that emanates from your eyes. Let that shine and let that connect to people. Let that be a blessing that you administer freely, forever giving that love, that light, and let that power shine and heal people and uplift people by your just simple presence. That is part of this vision of 1,000 years of world peace. Yisrael, where the lion actually gets to lie down with the lamb and we have peace on earth. That is this concept that we're all moving towards, even though sometimes we go kicking and screaming and not having a particularly fun time of it. So this is the opportunity. It is your own reality. What you're choosing or avoiding, that is what is happening. And so the choice is very, very powerful. And we have a choice every single moment in life. And with regard to the choices that we make right now from this moment forward, in service or in silence, is critical. Now I think we're getting pretty much to close to the end of the hour, so I better start to wind it up tonight. I usually thank our sponsors. Thanking the sponsors tonight, I want to thank OxySilver.com. OxySilver.com. If you don't know anything about the OxySilver product, please go to OxySilver.com and do yourself a life-saving favor. Learn about the silver hydrosols, and the best, most advanced, and the top-selling in the world is OxySilver for all the right reasons. Love that product. Spread that product. Share that product liberally, because essentially that product is our divine destiny. Because what is that product but water? Water. In the beginning, there was the Creator, and there was the water. What is that product but love? 528 hertz frequency, unlike any other nutraceutical, homeopathic, or product out there. There's nothing like it in the world. It resonates, not just in water, in 528 hertz love frequency, but it actually has a silver, a nano silver superconductor. So it's a double superconductor, because water is a single superconductor of energy, of light, of sound, and so is silver, one of the best superconductors. You know, you've got with OxySilver a double superconductor. And what is it conducting but love and the positive intention to heal as an expression of the power within you and I to manifest miracles? Because that's who we come from and who we are here to manifest the glory of. So this is the concept behind and advancing with OxySilver. So you can say, hey, gee whiz, $49.40 is a little bit too much money for me at this time. Thank you. Well, you know what? Think again. Don't shortchange yourself. Don't shortchange your family. Because if you really look at all the silver hydrosols, the science and the research that's involved, and the most advanced product is what NASA developed for NASA scientists developed for the astronauts to keep them healthy in space, and during their space missions to purify the water to sustain the astronauts. They created a base product that we currently use and have developed further to call OxySilver. And that silver hydrosol is actually a silver electrocution agent for all of the germs that would take you and take your body over and basically cause you pain and illness. Interesting that all of Nikola Tesla's last century's greatest genius is all about energy, free energy in the universe, and Einstein's famous equation E equals MC squared focused on energy. And energy is the electrons. The E stands for electrons, and the energy of the electrons, it's all piezoelectric universe. It's all oxidative reductive potential chemical reactions that run all energy, all movement in the universe. All the electrons source from one place. It's called H2O, water. The H plus OH minus equals H2O. That's the equation for all of not just life. That is the equation for the manifestation of the entire universe. If you simply understand electron energy, electron flow, and you understand how OxySilver has an electron cloud that basically turns into an oxygenation chamber for all of the pathogens, can't stand oxygen, so they die. Because element number 8, the prana, the ha in aloha, the ha in yod hey vav hey, the ha sound is the breath of life, of sustenance. Element number 8, oxygen, is what totally destroys cancer cells and all sorts of inflammatory conditions subside in the presence of oxygen. So you're now changing chemistry with oxysilver. You actually electrocute the electrons on the outside membrane of the pathogens, the viruses, as well as the parasites and the bacteria that shouldn't be in your body get destabilized because of the magnetism of the electrons in the oxysilver molecule, leaving you free from infectious diseases, leaving you and your immune system free to guard you against all of the attacks from cancer cells to colds. So you realize this is what we now have. We've got magnificent products. We've got the truth that shall set us free, and we need your support. Number one, vocally. Tell it like it is out there. The world needs the truth because it's the truth that shall set us free. And we also need your support to give you support. You've got to register. You've got to sign up as an affiliate for oxysilver.com. Do it now. It's free. And you'll be grandfathered into what's coming. The coming organization is going to be huge, and it's going to be wonderful. So get in early. Get in now. It's healthyworldorganization.com. You can go to that website, read about it. You want to sign up? I think you're going to have to do that on the OxySilver website, which is still functioning, and we're going to be replacing that with another one coming soon that has even better payouts for the cooperative, for all the members. It's a cooperative, and so we want to try to bless people with jobs. America needs jobs. This is a way to get jobs, great jobs, in the health area and be able to contribute to people in a major way, including saving lives. So go to oxysilver.com and sign up. Well, you've been listening to Dr. Len Horowitz on the Inside Hour. Next Tuesday night, gee whiz, I wish I knew exactly what's going to happen, because on Monday night I'm traveling back to Southern California, and I will be in a new studio, probably in a hotel room. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned to our colleague Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints coming up here on BBSRadio.com. Love ya. Bye for now.